With me in the studio is the co-host of the broadcast and chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College, Dr. Les Olala. And Doc, we are concluding our series on laboring together in the house of God today. And we have been talking in the series about what it means to be laborers together with God. And we got that right out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. And you have been for the last four broadcasts in the series, which, by the way, if you're joining us for the broadcast today, you can download at www.thewordforlife.org. But, Doc, you've been taking us through not just what it means to have a common function, but how to take that function that God has given us, our union with one another that we have in Him, and turn it into an effective fellowship bound together by unity. And we spent some time looking not just at the command that God gives us to be in right unity and to have fellowship together, but with the obstacles that stand in the way of that. And you had kind of listed out three different kinds of obstacles out of the passage in Galatians 5, and maybe you could just quickly summarize those for us.
Yeah, the obstacles to fellowship would be listed as sins. And there were three categories that Galatians list. And the one were the rank sins, adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, the religious sins, idolatry, and witchcraft. And then we concentrated in the last broadcast on the relationship sins.
We call those the cholesterol sins in the body.
Yeah, and the silent killers.
And that would be good maybe to recap why we call them that.
Yeah, because they're a gradual buildup. If there's a cholesterol buildup, and then pretty soon the artery is totally blocked, and then there's a seizure. And they say, boy, that guy went fast. No, he didn't. It'd been building up for years.
Mm-hmm.
And the church splits. Boy, when did that happen? No, it's been happening for years. The bitterness that has lingered for years in the midst of all of that.
Now, we took two broadcasts to just park on those sins because we felt that they are so common in the body of Christ today. And in our last broadcast, we were observing the reality of these sins in our life. And we ended with the question, how do we deal with these? What is the way forward for us if we're genuinely going to labor together in the house of God?
Well, we have to thirdly, under fellowship, realize the objectives of fellowship. A, God's glory. We are life for God's glory, to give an opinion to this world what God is like, and we are life for others' good. If I refuse to let relationship sins go, then I hinder God's glory because they don't see what God is like in me, and I hinder my relationship with others because I don't live to the good of others because I am not in a position to do so. So that objective has to be fulfilled, but how do we reflect that? What is God like through us? It's evident, thirdly, the fruit of the Spirit. Now, we're again back in Galatians chapter 5, and we went realizing the flesh is against the Spirit. We realized that they were flesh sins that were listed, obstacles to our fellowship with God. Now, what is the fruit? Well, the function was our union. The fellowship was our unity.
Right.
Now, we see in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruit, which is the unction.
Mm-hmm.
That's our power.
Yes.
See, because this now is not of us. This is a flow from in us of God working out through
us. God doing it in us.
Yeah, because as soon as I become a Christian, I am indwelt by the Holy Spirit. He is there. Third person of the Trinity is in me. He gives me the wherewithal to do what I cannot produce in my flesh. I cannot make myself love someone who, in my opinion, is unlovable. I cannot make myself have peace when there's something disturbing me.
Right.
But what is so pleasant is the fruit, which is the unction of God's Spirit working through me. I then reflect these ninefold fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance. I have counseled myself by using this as my checklist.
You've done that with me. That would be helpful for our listeners to hear how you do that.
Well, I still do it. I've done it in the last 2 weeks. I go through this. I say, God, why would this bug me? Why would that situation?
Huh.
I just came back from a trip. That was a doozy.
You heard about that.
And, boy, I'll tell you, I had to go through this whole long suffering.
I'm not laughing at you. I just have an image of this trip that you took.
Yeah, and, you know, I was speaking and missed the flights in Chicago, got there. And my bags didn't get there. The camp where I was speaking didn't have bedding, no pillow. No washcloth, no towel. I never said a word. I slept in my clothes. I used my T-shirt I wore that day for my towel. Then the bathroom was locked during the night because it was being shared with several others. And
well, I could see how you would need to use had to use all of these.
I said, Lord, you're so good. I'm not being shot at. I'm not in a position of danger. The room is warm. And thank the Lord I had the clothes on my back to sleep in.
And to dry off with.
But I felt a joy, a joy in ministry, because I laid it aside. You know, lay aside your expectation. And I felt the joy that came when I got up to preach the word, and it was an easy thing. I didn't feel strained because what I had there was way more than I deserved. Mm. And I get myself in perspective sometimes when I think, if I wake up and I'm not in hell, that's more than I deserve.
Wow.
If I wake up and I think I deserve something more than that, anything will bug me. And how many times? Sometimes it's relationships. And I have to let go because some people, I watch how some people operate. And if I focus on it, it's more than I can handle. Mm. I have to go back. God, you're still deepening love in me. Mm-hmm. You're still deepening the joy. It has to be, love has to be real. I'm not capable of loving some people anymore. It has to be a flow of the Spirit that comes out of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not capable of producing joy. That's the flow of the Spirit that comes out of the life. So I'll get my pen out and I just put the first initials, LJP, love, joy, peace. God, is it love I'm lacking? Show me. In everything, give thanks. Oh, Lord, thank you for allowing that person. Thank you for allowing that circumstance. Because through it, you showed me my joy and peace are plastic. My joy and peace are circumstantial. My love is phony. If I can't love the unlovable, thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to show me. And I put a check, thank you, Lord. And there are some people who would give an aspirin a headache. I remember what Dr. John McCormick said. He knew a guy made coffee nervous.
Oh, man.
And you know what? We get tested. Some of you men driving to work, you're going to be tested. Your love will be tested today by someone at work. Say, Lord, thank you for that person. I remember in my ministry in Michigan, I had made a decision one time that was not a popular decision. I was the youth pastor, but it was a decision that was right for the young people's spiritual growth. And some of the parents fought tooth and toenail, and right in my presence in the church lobby, we don't care what Pastor Les says, this is what's going to happen. And so I snuck off in a corner. I thought, boy, that kind of stung me. I went, put love, joy, peace. Lord, why did you let me hear that? You're perfecting love. And honestly, I would shake the hands of those people, and there was a love that I could not produce. They would not know why I was saying what I was saying. I said, I'm so glad God brought you into my life. Because they didn't know that I knew they were a tool in God's hands shaping a Christ-likeness that I had written as a desire in my prayer list up in the corner that I might conform to Christ. How could I resent what God brought into my life? That my prayer could be answered. And many times a Christ-like conformity is not even possible until we get tested in these areas and realize I'm so phony.
It's part of how God
does it. It's so plastic.
Right. Wow.
And then, you know, you think you have patience, and then circumstances come up. And so you have love and say, okay, I'm a listener. I'm driving to work. I'm coming home from work, or I'm sitting at my kitchen table and my soul is troubled. I don't have joy and peace. And so I ask, Lord, what is it that's killing it? Well, it's something God allowed. Thank you, God, for that situation, because without that situation, I didn't realize how phony. My joy and peace were based solely on me seeking happiness. Happiness depends on happenings. Joy and peace come out of an anchored relationship with Christ, happenings or not. And then you have long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. This is my other's relationship. And then faithfulness, meekness, temperance, my self-relationship. These are the things. I have counseled people, and they have been quite marveled when they shared with me a sin out of control in their life, a habit they can't conquer. I said, have you thanked God for that? Absolutely not. Why would I thank God for something that is against His word? I said, you realize that God is using that out of control situation to show you don't have the fruit of the Spirit in your life of temperance? you will never struggle to victory. It is a flow from God's Spirit to you, and you will have victory because it's a flow from God, but you submitted to God. You made the right choices. You did the right things. And therefore, that out-of-control thing in your life is like a huge mirror that's showing you what you are because you're trying to live your life without the filling of the Spirit in your life. When the Spirit fills your life, suddenly that's not an issue. And it's a day-by-day-by-day thing that comes along. And the temperance that comes. So here's the unction. God commands us to be in union because we're in Him. Paul appealed to the Corinthians, labor together. We looked at, okay, we are in union. We're in Christ. We have a task. Mm-hmm. But then add to that function, fellowship. Add to union, unity.
Without which we just are operating with no power.
Right. Then we emphasize the fact that this unity is a target of Satan. We're commanded. That's why we have to have it, because God knows how protective it is. Mm-hmm. There are obstacles to this that we went through in the sins in Galatians 5. Right. The objective is to glorify God and to be for the good of others. But then comes the fruit, and that's our unction.
Mm-hmm.
And that fruit then gives us the wherewithal, and it says, against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. And along with that flesh crucifixion is this listing of sin that has been given previously in this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be by choice put aside.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I must live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Therefore, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. The chapter ends.
Mm.
Then it goes, okay, then he was overtaken in a fault. You who are spiritual, restore that one. And then it goes on into a whole other instruction. Bear one another's burdens. And so fulfill the law of Christ.
That's how we labor together.
That's
in
how
the
we
house
labor
of
together
God.
In the house of God.
I've heard you, and you've helped me at different times in my life to take this listing of the fruits of the Spirit and to kind of lay it out like you did for us. Take the 9 fruits of the Spirit. You know, the love, joy, peace would demonstrate my lack of in my God relationship that God's trying to work on, and then long suffering, gentleness, and goodness in my others' relationship, and then faith, meekness, and temperaments in my own life. One thing that you've said that just stuck with me when the last time we talked about this was that these are the ways that God perfects patterns in me and corrects problems in me.
Yes.
And you know, as God perfects those patterns and corrects those problems, we become more and more fruitful in every good work. And that abounds more to the glory of God. And that's really our goal as laborers together with Him. And until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.